The funds were incorporated into an otherwise uncontroversial package of six spending bills that House and Senate Republicans and Democrats agreed to last year, and which cover funding for all the closed portions of the federal government, except for the Department of Homeland Security. Democrats are also considering a new funding bill for the department, which currently has $1.3 billion allocated for border security. The proposal would include additional border protection measures they have endorsed in the past, such as funding for more personnel and scanning technology to detect and interdict illicit drugs. It is far from clear whether the strategy will lead anywhere, given Mr. Trump's demand that any such measure must include money for his wall. Over the past 2 weeks, the House has passed an array of bills to reopen the government, including several Republican-drafted measures, only to be blocked by Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky and the majority leader, who says he will not bring up any bill the president will not sign. But the ideas amount to a tacit acknowledgement by Democrats that, even as they criticize Mr. Trump's tactics and demands in the shutdown fight, they have largely allowed him to define the terms of the debate on border security and that they must be more effective in articulating their own portion on the issue. People want to make sure that it's clear that the Democrats do stand for border security and not allow the president to determine how we talk about it, said Representative Ro Khanna, Democrat of California. We can't cave to his vision for a wall because of everything that it represents, but we also want to show that we're for something. The issue came up in a meeting of the Democratic caucus this week as Ms. Pelosi was briefing rank-and-file lawmakers about her latest broadside against Mr. Trump over the shutdown. Her letter requesting that he delay or cancel his State of the Union address this month in light of the security measures that would have to be provided by federal workers who are working without pay. Mr. Trump's response was to prevent Ms. Pelosi from taking her trip on a military plane. His letter to Ms. Pelosi announcing that step also disclosed her itinerary, which was secret, given that Afghanistan was her destination. And White House officials later revealed that she was considering an alternative.